anointed. If ever there was a pair of anointed rogues that didn't deserve such a divine blessing, it was the McGinties. They got other blessings, mind ye, mere nor yins for the Bileys, when they wriggled their way out a yekeeper after another, like the time that the impedance to net the tidal pool at the mouth of the river. The grapevine had telled us o' a hunter sea trout been lifted out the tidal pool ye week in the middle of June, and while donning along its bank had fun a couple of wee wooden pegs lying where they shouldn't have been, halfway down the pool, just where a gill net could easily hang in the slack water, and hang a wheen of fish coming in with the night tide. A public pad run down the forebank, and ayont the thorn hedge at the back of it was an estate of bonny big hooses with fancy gardens. But what had made their ploy all the mair impudent was that the house of Gird and the netsman stood nae mair nor 100 yards awa' at the foot of the pool. 2 nights later, the heed Bailey, Jock, Neil and mysel, after walking the water since the darkening, finished up at 2:30 in the morning by the road bridge just abin the tidal pool. It was a still, black night, and as we left the brick glare of the street lights ahint us to gang down the pad, what with the trees abin us on ye side, the thorn hedge on the tither, and the roar of water through the dam dirling our lugs, we could see nor hear ocht. As our next sight came back, the pad stood out a faint siller grey, and as we came round a corner, I stopped deed. "Somebody's coming," I hissed to blow my breath. Four faint black shadows, nae mair nor 40 yards awa', and heed nor why, stopped deed tae. For a long half minute, we all stood rooted to the ground, then, kenning we could gae nae further without them running awa' anyway, we switched on our torches to try and at least identify them. Blurred faces and grey shadows scattered, then darted through a handy gap in the hedge with the fowers in hot pursuit. The hot pursuit didna last long, for the rafflet grews it a hair, louping our lake was and through the fancy gardens, we were middle-aged cells pecking ahint them like four old spaniels. Then we saw there's yin no just as skeech as the lave, and with that the pecking old spaniels turned like magic into a pride of lions after the wakest of the herd. The pair bugger tried hard to loup a dyke but tumult, and with that we were in for the kill. "Money! Watch my knee," he cried. "I ken that vice," I thought. Then with my torch on him, "To hell, I ken the faces weel." It was Sonny Todd, a committee member of the fishing club, and a regular in our shop. "What the hell are you doing here?" I speared, dumbfoonit.
I was only out a walk, and when you put the torches on me, I thought I was going to get mugged, so I ran."
"Ah, tell us another," scoffed the heed Bailey. "That was the McGinties, were ye, and your net in the tidal pill." With that, Sonny Kent Fine had been rummelt, and started to make his excuses.
Oh my knee, I wish I hadn't came. They asked me to come with them. It's my first time ever. I'm no working, and I thought I'd maybe make a few bob for the wains."
"Where's the net?" demanded the heed Bailey, where I heard a stain, as he sent Jock to phone the police and turned a blind lug to the hard luck story. Todd stalked to his feet and hirpled back across the water like a lame dog looking for a pat in the heed. "Down there," he gestured vaguely through a gap in the piling fence. I jumped down through the hole and Neil came a hint. We shone our torches up and down the pill, but could see neither corks nor ropes, nothing. Disappointed, hearts sinking, we were just turning a wall when we espied, below the water, the end on Orne's rope. Tied to an underwater peg, it stretched out a sicht to the forebank. The fly buggers had been using submerged nets that would never have been seen in a month of Sundays by Bailey's patrolling the banks. For my sins, I began to feel a wee bit sorry for Sonny, for I kent he'd a pair wife and a handle of wains to keep in benefit, though it did cross my mind that if only his doctor kent he was fit enough to gang out poaching, he might no be on the seek or lang with his gammy leg. But there he was, forlorn and douf, stoning in the ye leg and moaning about the tither, and I took pity on him at being nabbed in his first nicht out. "I'll come all hame out the road, Sonny, and let us get on with looking for the others." I found out my mistake 5 minutes later when Joke came back. "You silly bugger," he cried. "I've just minded on my road to the phone that yon tog has been bumming to all the other fishers in the club with the sea trout and the salmon he's been catching on the flea up the water this year. and even showing them photos to prove it. I could have crawled a blow a stain. Oh, we ken where he stays, and the police can pick him up later, I excused lamely. But we better gang at that net than noo. A sharp rug shin-freed the net to the far bank, and we pulled it in hon our hon, expecting, with all the eager anticipation of poachers themselves, to see a good haul of sea trout. But all we got was ye dumbfoonert wee flounder. The police were nae too pleased either, when they had to pick up Sandy Todd at hame. All the mair say, when they found out he'd been the driver, and had left his car down a near hon street, nae doot wi' other nets in it. We all learned our mistakes. Nonetheless, Sandy did come to court, without the McGinties, and the sheriff wasn't ower impressed with him being out a walk at 12:30 in the morning and find him £70. And the funny thing is, despite it all, Sandy's still a good customer.